Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
What a Saturday of racing at Rose Hill. The Borderly Wines Golden Rose. We've got a Tab Everest horse lining up in the Golden Pendant, and we've got fine weather and a good rated track as well. Paul Joyce, hello to you.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, we're in the middle of spring. Terrific meeting, Golden Rose Day. I love this meeting every year. And we're lucky this year, aren't we? We're heading into a good track. Rail's out 3 metres. And it was a rail true, actually. Rail's true. It was out 3 metres on this day last year. And look, we're on a good surface, so it just should be a terrific day's racing. And we should be showing a profit. It's that sort of day that you really should be winning on the punt.
And with that rail, it's the first time that it's been true since early August. It's about 7 weeks. So it will be interesting with that rail and also how it just plays those first couple of early races.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would expect this track to race really fair, which is terrific. If anything, maybe the first couple of races, they might sort of be up close to that fence and then as the day goes on, spread across the track a bit more. But I think most it'll come down to if you get the tempo right, you'll probably get the result right.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the legs of the quaddy. The Colin Stephen quality here is race six. And while it hasn't been officially scratched as we record this on Thursday, the likelihood is that Naval Warfare, number five, is going to run at Mornington on Sunday. So Mornington on Saturday. So just be a bit wary of that, Paul.
Yeah, well, that'll take a bit of the speed out of the race because from a wide gate, you would expect with him to roll forward with James McDonald in the saddle. If he doesn't go around, it probably leaves Stampede to come across and dictate terms to suit himself out to the 2400. And the only other runner going forward is probably De Beer, who's another one for Chris Waller. So he'll probably take up the gun trailing spot behind Stampede. First leg of the quaddy, I'll go 8, 9, 10, 2 and 1. I really like this race. I'll be backing Scarlet Dream to win. She's on the quick backup from the Kingston Town last Saturday behind Finch. She was one of the best backmarkers there. Nothing really made ground in the race, and I thought she closed off really well. That was on a soft six. She's a lot better when she gets on top of the ground, which she'll get on Saturday. And the only time we've seen her at 2400, she ran second behind Very Elegant in the Group 1 Australian Oaks. And she was a little bit unlucky that day too, not to go closer to beating Very Elegant. So I think she's a really good bet in this race on 53 kilos. Number 9, Gayatri. Well, Chris Waller's got her in terrific form at the moment. She's a 2,400-metre specialist. And, look, I just think from a lovely gate, she can settle close enough to the action. I've marked her as the big threat. And then the other few for our quaddie, De Beer. Well, he's the short-priced favourite at the moment with Tab fixed odds. But Gayatri beat him fair and square last start, I thought. Obviously, he gets a lovely run. He's a little bit fitter. So we'll put him in. But I don't know if the market's overreacted a little bit to him. And we'll also throw in the old boy, Destiny's Kiss, who's just superstar at 2,400. He's the best 2,400-metre horse in this race by a long way. And number one, Stampede, who looks as though he'll get a softish lead. And he's backing up from running second in the Kingston Town last Saturday. So we've gone wide, 8, 9, 10, 2 and 1. But I'm pretty sure we'll be sweet to get through that first lead.
Righto, so that's the Colin Stephen. The big group ones, the De Borderly Wines Million Dollar Golden Rose, a field of eight. There's been much discussion about Yao Dash getting a comfortable start or a comfortable run through the race here, but, gee, it's a million-dollar race. You'd think the pressure may go on a bit earlier than normal.
Yeah, I can see where that's coming from. Yao Dash, the only obvious leader in the race, and stablemate Dawn Passage has the blinkers coming off, so that would suggest he won't be up there in the firing line early because he just over-raced a bit last start. So they'll probably be trying to switch him off. And then you've got Bivouac, who Hugh Bowman's on. And for last start, he just sat outside the lead and then pinged. So he'll probably be just tagging Yayo Dash. So, yeah, I can see Yayo Dash getting a softish lead. But he's stepping up massively in grade at the same token. So it's a really interesting race. So I'm going 5-4-2-8. Look, it's a gut call, really, with exceedance on top. He's been the horse I've pegged as the Golden Rose winner from last campaign. And even though he got beaten in the run to the Rose, he ran the fastest final split. Ever since we've seen this horse at the races, he's just been able to reel off these amazing finishing bursts. And even though this race on the map doesn't look perfect for him, as you said, there's always the potential for more pressure to go on in these million-dollar races. And if the pressure does go on a bit earlier than expected, I think exceedance really will be the one that can reel off the best final split, and that could be the difference this year. But yes, Maps to get a lovely run. He'll strip fitter for his first up effort in the run to the Rose. He looks a massive chance. Bivouac, well, on the map, you could probably say he's the horse. He'll sit outside Yayo Dash. He's got the class. Can he run 1,400, though? That's the query with him. The way he ran it out in the run to the Rose, you could probably say he would. And then, of course, you've got Yayo Dash, who is the new kid on the block. 2 from 2. Beat Funstar at Randwick last up. Funstar came out and won last week. So the form around him looks good. And he's probably still got that bit of upside. So I'm going 5, 4, 2, and 8. My gut tells me I'll be on exceeding, but I'd like to have those four going for us in the quaddy.
Understand. All right, thoughts there on the Golden Rose. The Gloaming up to 1,800 metres, these horses. How's the pace around Just Thinking on this occasion, Paul?
He looks like he may get a reasonably easy lead. I think Subadar will probably roll forward from a wide gate, as he did last start, and Lucky Imperator doesn't have a jockey as yet, but if he goes around, he'll go forward. But that really does look as though Just Thinking can dictate terms to suit himself, a bit like his half-brother, Thinking Big, did last year to win the Gloaming Stakes for Gay Wardhouse and Adrian Bott. So it could be a case of history repeating this year around. In saying that, I'm only taking two horses in the quaddy. I'm taking numbers 2 and 1. I'm backing Shadow Hero to beat Just Thinking, and the reasoning is they met in the Dulcify. Shadow Hero was first up, Just Thinking was second up. Just Thinking found a soft lead, had his own way in front, whereas Shadow Hero went right back from barrier 13 of 13. And of all the horses closing off late, including Castelvecchio, Shadow Hero was the strongest. So I think from a better gate, second up, out to 1,800, Josh Parr will have him a lot closer to the action. And Just Thinking, if there's a query with him, it'll be running a strong 1,800, whereas Shadow Hero, we know he'll run 1,800. He'll run 2,000 on his ear. So I'm just leaning towards Shadow Hero over Just Thinking at the value, and I'll be backing Shadow Hero to win. But for the quaddy, I think if we take numbers 2 and 1, we'll be okay.
Righto, we come home with the Sydney's West handicap here over the 1,400 metres. How's the pace in this one at this stage?
Really good. You Make Me Smile, Baller, Thy Kingdom Come, Murillo's got the blinkers on, so good speed right across the track here. To finish off the quaddy, I've gone 7, 10, 11, 4, 8. We could afford to put 5 in, so we might as well. Irukandji on top, last start winner on a good track. Benchmark 78, jumps to an 88. But that was a big win. And the horse he beat there, Juventus, they meet again. Juventus gets a kilo and a half swing at the weights for a neck defeat. So you could certainly argue Juventus' case off barrier 1 this time around. So I've got those two running the Quinella. 11, Amangiri, well, she charged through the grades last prep. She's only lightly raced. She trialled really well. She's got a soft draw. And the other two I like for the quaddy, number 4, Ranier. I think he's ready to peak third up off a spell. And number 8, Mushareb. He's the knockout here. He won really well first up last prep on a good track. And I quite like the way he's been trialling. So we'll throw him in at the big odds just in case. 7, 10, 11, 4 and 8.
Righto, so skinny in that third leg, but there's a couple of, you know, they might be smallish fields, but they're competitive races as they should be.
Exactly right. That's exactly how this day is, right through the program, in particular the quaddy. So we're right on budget. $20 gives us 10% of the quaddy. The Gloaming Stakes is the one I've trimmed up, but the other legs we've gone fairly wide to cover most bases. And, you know, we should give this a really good shake on Saturday, give the quaddy a run, and if a couple of results fall our way, it could be a very profitable investment. So I'll be taking the quaddy for sure on Saturday. I don't think you get much better racing than this on a good track with fine weather expected. So it really is time to have a decent bet and enjoy the day.
All right. You'll be joining us at 10 o'clock Saturday morning for any updated thoughts and looking at every race. So we look forward to that. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for DeBordley Wines Golden Rose Day, Saturday at Rose Hill.